There's a movie that we all watch at this time of year. In fact, it's almost a ritual at our house. The movie is that classic A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Now, it can't be just any old version of that movie. It has to be that scary black and white one starring Alistair Sims and a cast of wonderful character actors. We all know the story, and yet we watch it over and over again. Have you ever wondered why? Is it the characters? The amazing plot, the superb writing of Dickens, or the redemption message that causes us to see even the worst of men become a good man? It could be all of those reasons, and more. We remember the term humbug because, well, we probably remember Mr. Scrooge more for the nasty man he was than for the atoned man we're told he became. People like to remember the worst about someone than they do the good. That's sad. The amazing plot takes Mr. Scrooge and riddles him with guilt for his past, shows him a dire present and a terrifying future. All of this causes him to improve his attitude and behavior. The narrator then ends the film by saying, Scrooge was better than his word. He became as good a friend and as good as a master and as good a man as the good old city or as any other town or borough the good old world ever knew. His behavior and attitude changed because of the frightful night. That's not the way of Jesus. Jesus came with love to cleanse us of our past, present, and future. He didn't come to frighten us into changing. The babe of Bethlehem came to make us new people, new creations in Christ Jesus, not just good friends, masters, or men. When we become new creations, our attitude and behavior will change. We'll say goodbye to humbug. Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol is a good story, but it isn't the salvation story. The real Christmas Carol is, For unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Peace on earth, goodwill toward man, and joy to the world, the Lord is come. Because of that carol of God's love, we can say hello to Jesus. And goodbye to humbug.